is 6 o'clock on Wednesday, August 26th, and this is a regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting. In attendance are Sherm Howard, Christian Harrison, Matt Julison, Kyson Spinlove, and Alan Weiss. Could I have Amanda, our alternate.
Thank you.
Could I have a volunteer to lead us in the pledge and give us an invocation?
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful for today. We're grateful for the opportunity we hear as a community, as developers, and citizens of the region. We ask that Spirit be here with us to help us plan what is best for the citizens and for the people that want to move here and be part of the work and its heritage. We're grateful for the rain that we've had. We ask for more for our needs. And we do the same thing in Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number B, approval of tonight's agenda.
I move that we approve tonight's agenda.
I'll second.
Motion by Matt, second by Kyson. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number C, approval of the minutes of the August 12th regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the August 12th meeting.
I'll also second that one.
Motion by Christian, second by Kyson. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number D, reports, City Council.
We had a public apology offered by a young man who had caused damage on the console as park was free. Then there was a public introduction of Birkin Durkin. Contest winner was Brittany Roosh, who named him, got a $50 award. His name is Dylan. City Council voted to approve the ordinance approving merit increases for the city department directors, the city recorder, the city treasurer, and the city administrator. Council also voted to approve a contract with Computech for the city and the police IT systems. And finally, the council voted to approve a proclamation declaring September 17th through September 24th as constitutional.
Thank you. Derek?
First, thank you for showing up tonight, even though we said we weren't going to have a meeting. I appreciate that on such short notice. Just a couple of updates. We've got work is moving forward on the Pond Pipeline project up on Interstate Rocks, Cottonwood Hollow, up on the top, up against SR9 and just above Zion View, the state's second phase. They've dug quite some holes, filling full of water, hoping the water will seep down, and as they start to dig down and get that going, that will help get moisture down there so the compactors are easy for them to have, and that's kind of what they've been concentrating on for the first, I think, 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks into it. There's no plan as of this point to get started on going down by the reuse plant, bringing those lines up through 370 West, boring into the highway, and then down 740 North at this point, at least in the next three-week window that we see. So we'll kind of get more information out as they proceed with that. We're supposed to pick up our 100% plan tomorrow for the secondary water system. We'll be reviewing it next week. If there aren't a lot of changes, depending on how many changes there may be, will dictate, but we're hoping that we can get something to the City Council potentially by the first meeting. No. Do we have a meeting next week?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe the first month or third. We'll be hoping that probably more so maybe the second meeting of September going before getting approvals go out to bid for that, because we want to go out to bid by the end of September, award the bid, get contractor all set up and going so that by the 16th of November, we can get underway with that 18-month project, which will be exciting for some people. Not for the city staff. But, irrigation water back here. So,
for now, there are thunder bumpers around.
There are. Well, we fought it for 4 hours today to try to get back in. And it's still not the best quality water, but you know what? You can pick and choose now. So, this pond and pipeline project will be nice, whereas we'll be able to get the majority of our water from the reuse and just a bit of water from the Virgin River that will mix in, that it'll be outside of the pond, you know, at 7.5 million, 7.2 million gallons. I was going to make this announcement tonight, but considering that the people that are here, the conversation tonight was a conversation between you, and if you feel like you wanted more questions answered, Chase, but there wouldn't be another public comments that would take place at the upcoming public hearing. So that's all I have.
Thank you. And our alternates are always welcome to participate, even if you're not sitting up here. Feel free to join us. Item number E, discussion and possible action to set a public hearing for September 9th, 2026 regarding a zone change for the property located at the corner of SR 9, 300 South and 200 South. Why don't we do them both together? So item number two is discussion and possible action to set a public hearing for September 9th, 2026 regarding a zone change for Cottonwood Hollow property located at 740 North Main Street and SR 17. Since we have the same owner, rather than make you sit down and stand back up. So this is a motion for us to set a public hearing on something we haven't yet discussed, and tonight's our opportunity to do that before we're having a public hearing. Let's.
I thought the first one was the Squire's property.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you said Cottonwood Hall, sorry. I'll shut up.
If I did, it was a slip of the tongue.
You probably did. I probably just missed it.
So, please go ahead. Let us know what you have up your sleeve.
Yeah.
So we'll start with the Squire property, the property that's on between 200 and 300 South, right off of SRN. So yeah, we're looking for a zone change on this one. We're right now we're asking for more commercial zone, more of what's residential right now to a commercial, and then we're asking for a higher density. On the portion that is residential, and in all honesty, we're looking to put some I guess I'd call it high visibility commercial up along SR9. We're looking to put basically coming off SR9 in the middle of 200 and 300 South. We have another entrance coming there, and then we're looking to put a road that goes from 300 to 200, kind of through the middle of that fill, just for ease of access, to access the commercial, because there'll be commercial both on the west and east side of that road that we put through. We have people that are interested. We've been working with some commercial people. Can't say anything yet because we have some non-disclosures in place. But we have the commercial aspect, that's really what we're trying to get the most out of here. With where pricing is and costs, we also need some four-plex townhomes. They each have their own garages, entry, probably looking anywhere from 13 to 18 square foot, two-bedroom, two-bath houses, townhomes, two stories. Our thought would be to put those right along 100 West.
I think it is 100 West.
Put along there, not have any garages actually face the garage is on the back side of all the all those houses. I have all the front doors coming up of that onto Warner West. And then
so by back side, you mean backing up against the commercial?
Yeah, so yeah, we put a privacy wall between the commercial.
So did you have like an alleyway to get back there? Or?
Yeah, so they would have basically an own private road or an alleyway that would be owned by that community or an HOA that would take care of that. We'd have an alley, and then on the other side of that road and going between them, we'd also have some more units there. So yeah, that's what, I mean, we're looking to try and do 32 units there. Let me see, eight units divided times 4 is 32, right? Yeah, 8 buildings, so we have about 32 units right there. Yeah, and that's kind of what we're looking to put on that part, put some amenities for those people, and then have the rest just be all commercial. So right now, I think we're about coming off 100, our design right now, coming off of 100 west, we have about 200 feet going west would be the residential, and then the rest of it would be commercial. Yeah,
maybe I should have had us do these one at a time. Yeah. Let's maybe discuss this before we move on to your others.
I still want to sit down if that's okay.
Absolutely. Discussion.
No questions about
look how chatty we are.
Well, I guess I can still waste a little bit of my opinion. We've been pushing so hard all of this higher density and saying that it's, you know, Ben mentioned this kind of one of the only ways to go. Not just because it's close to my area, but as a general contractor, I know a lot of people are looking for lots, and they pay pretty good for pretty good sized lots, and they look nice. I know it was R114. I realize we can't keep it that. My opinion still, and I don't know that really matters much at this point, if we could even just make it something more, maybe even like the Eve subdivision here or something like that. I still think it looks very nice, and I'm just voicing my opinion, but not just mine. I know that I'm voicing the opinion of a lot of the working that's right here on that.
Is that E? You said the E. Is that the one that's like just right across from the Kansas City offices?
It kind of is.
That one, right?
Well, it's
kind of
a little bit further south, but yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna.
And they're, what are they? R16? R16. They did a good job in those, and they look pretty nice. Everybody has their own ideas. I just think the R114 as it is right now could fit quite a few pretty good looking and make a pretty good looking spot in there. And
yeah.
But then that doesn't give you probably the size that you want for that whole big commercial thing too. But there's quite a bit of commercial there already.
Yeah, and when we were looking at it, we kind of did look at the residential because, I mean, most of the stuff we build, too, is single-family residential on 10,000 square blocks plus, right?
Right.
So, obviously, that's our bread and butter for the most part. We were just looking at it, and when we look at what goes next to commercial, it's usually not the single-family lots. Yes, I agree. You can make good money on a single-family not a lot, too. But when you're looking at where the area was back in commercial, usually hasn't quite worked. Translated, there's now maybe like a single family that could go down to like, you know, maybe a smaller size lot, kind of like you mentioned, like the Eaves or something. I would think maybe even a little bit smaller. Kind of with this one and the other one, we are targeting.
And I could even settle for a little bit. Even if we had to squish it smaller, you know, but put a big, the fourplex townhomes
this. This is what I'd like to hear.
Yeah, I know we're going to get a lot of public hearing on this one. Over that.
Is there a reason it's pursuing the HDR 11 and not something like a medium density, which also allows for fourplexes and things? Is there a reason it's a true for the high density versus that medium density that still could give you 32 units with that 3 acres? Is there a reason they're going high density over a medium density?
That could be changed always once that's passed on what ends up going in there.
Yeah, so the reason for the high density is really the units per acre on this. Medium density does have less units per acre. And yes, currently, right now, we're just, I think it's, I don't know exactly the zoning. Is the zoning right now on 3 acres, and then we're taking it smaller?
So from my reading of this, it's going to show that HDR would be 3 acres?
Yes.
In a medium density, you allow 8 units per acre. 3 acres, that gets you 34, if my math isn't wrong. And you are mentioning 32. So we're not too far different. The high density goes up to 11. And I'm just wondering, do you need that high of a cap in that area to still function with it? It sounds like you don't need that high of a cap in that area to do what you were looking to do. That a medium density might be better suited for that spot.
So with the medium density, we get... And correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's 8 units per acre, is that right?
Uh-huh.
So that would be only 24.
That's what my math is.
And we are a developer, we are looking to, you know, how to make the project profitable and stuff. And
right.
I would say the biggest thing that probably pushed this is us knowing the commercial that we do have, that we are planning for. We pushed that zoning back a little bit and did less zoning, but... We're a developer. We're looking at what makes it work. And I mean, I had it drawn up to where we could have, like, the layout on the property with the buildings we were trying to build. I mean, I had 12 units that could fit there and fit comfortably with how, like, how much acreage is there. But obviously, that is way too many units. So we scaled it back to 8 units versus 12, just because obviously that's what the zoning. If you guys had like a 15 units per acre, I'd probably be coming here asking for a 15 units per acre. I thought that would be awesome.
And with that higher density plan, there is a plan for amenities and recreation facilities there for the people, right? I get concerned with that area with no good way to cross over to a decent park. I don't want to see high density with no amenities to be able to recreate.
Yeah. With that, and I don't know, I haven't looked through the HDR 11 as in detail. I don't know if there are amenity requirements or not in that zoning. But we want to make those requirements and provide some amenities to them, because if you look at like location and where they sit and like public facilities and public amenities, you can go over to Power Plant Park, but you have to process R9 at that point. You can go down to an elementary or go down to this park here. But again, we want to try to keep it. I mean, for little kids walking, that's a long ways nowadays. Not when I was a kid, but nowadays that's a long ways for kids to walk away from parents and stuff. So I was thinking, our initial thought would be put it somewhere on like the corner of 200 South and 100 West, just because that's also a low point. That's also where we'd probably be putting a detention basin, and it kind of goes together. You could build a park and detention basin in the same area.
Okay.
We'd be looking to put amenities in and stuff. Not just to meet a code, but amenities to make a better community and make it so that, you know, sales and pricing of the units, people actually want to move in there.
We need higher density housing, and when we get another 400 units, 400 residents, we're going to top that 5,000 resident landmark, and the state is going to require us to demonstrate our higher density housing state law. Everybody wants it not in their backyard, but I don't know of any place else in town that we've received. There were rumors of things going on this piece of property, and we filled the chairs back there up with rumors, so expect some resistance.
Don't know the last time I've come here and not had a full house. I really hate to disappoint and not sell No, and again, we're a pretty open book. I'll tell you guys, I'll tell you everything you want to know. I'll tell you how many buildings you want to put there, besides commercial stuff, which I can't say yet. It's all stuff that we think is a good addition to the community. I mean,
we keep saying we're going to fix our high density issue with topside, but who knows if and when that's going to happen. I think this is not an inappropriate use for it, place for it. It's going to buffer between the larger lots to the east and the commercial.
So the intent is to have the front doors of these units facing 100, all the garages in the back.
Yes.
So I feel like for me, at least seeing a lot of high density now, even the stuff in Hurricane, when you have a lot of high density, you have all these cars parked out front, you lose a lot of the feel of the neighborhood. And so I do like that perspective of having the garages at the back, and having it feel more walkable. No matter who goes here, you're going to have about the same mass and about the same amount of building. But I do like the idea of having the vehicles have to park back behind.
Our code requires an 8-foot impervious wall between commercial and residential too. It's not going to be a little wall.
No.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we have those kind of the street that will come behind them. All the entrances into the residential will come off 100 West. Just because, again, we don't want to put the commercial traffic into the residential traffic. We talked about, can we put those roads coming out on 200 and 300 South, but then again, we felt like we were putting resident traffic. You know, somebody might want to go and, oh, there's a shortcut, I can just look through the subdivision. That's one thing we're just trying not to do. I'll just give a plug of my thoughts of high density. And I personally like mix. I like neighbors. I like neighborhoods and neighbors that have different demographics and diverse demographics. The next one is the neighborhood I live in, and I am doing that. We're asking for the same thing, and I'm kind of one pushing it to do the same thing in a neighborhood where I live. So I do get it. It does have a different feel to the neighborhood, but the thought was if we can have more front yards, I wouldn't say the white picket fence, but more like a front yard that's, number one, maintained, kept nice. We have strict CCNRs and stuff in there to make it so that everything on 100 West looks nice. It looks like the single family neighbors that have nice front yards and have taken care of their landscaping. We want it to look like that. So it feels like a residential community. Yes, even though there's technically more people living there, there's more housing, the houses aren't as big, but it still has that same somewhat of a feel as a single family, as a neighborhood.
I know everything that you guys have done always looks nice. And I realize that. I don't think that this is our only option, even though it's kind of mentioned that it's almost kind of that way. But that's my feeling. I've been told when I bring up stuff that maybe it's because it's too close to me, or I let in the Zion Hot Springs. I didn't let in the Zion Hot Springs, and so this doesn't have to be because of that happened. And anyway,
yeah. No,
that's where I'm at.
Are you the one controlling the map here?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, there's the two lots up to the north of this. Is there any way to pull up like the square footage on the two lots with the homes on it? Right above the 200 side.
The Kings, the Kings and the Adderleys?
Oh, yeah.
You're talking Adderleys and
Adderleys and Goobers.
I'm just trying to figure out roughly how big those are.
Yeah, if I can stop messing around with this.
Because they already don't meet the code, the zone they're in, but I just was curious what size they are.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have asked me. I would have been fine.
Yeah. Adam Goober and Adderley, I think, is what we're
going to have. I'll pull it up, actually.
his, or it looks like he's going to be smaller.
9,000 maybe.
You know, the good thing about this development too is 9268. Okay. Is that development about 200 South Road? You know, getting that. I mean, it's going to have to be aligned more 170 South, but having that with as bad as 300 South is having that as another accessible option to get out on the
Hudson. Yeah.
That
is huge.
That I do like. Yeah. I think it definitely help.
I didn't plan for this, but sometimes happy coincidences do happen. Our residential, it's about, those two houses, they're about 206-ish feet in from 100 West. That's a happy coincidence. I didn't even look at those, but we're about 200. So it does make the residential kind of line up with that, at least the north side and somewhat on the south side, where residential did stop compared to where the commercial.
Further comment? So what's before us tonight is a motion to set a public hearing. At the request of the mayor and the city council, I would entertain a motion if there was such a thing.
I'll make a motion to set a public hearing for September 9th, 2026, regarding the zone change of the property at the corner of SR 900 South and 200 South.
I'll second that. Motion by Christian, second by Matt. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. On to the next piece of property.
Real quick, so it's been a bit since I've been here on the zone change, okay? So that would be setting a meeting for like a public hearing and then the planning commission sending a recommendation to the city council that night on the 9th, and then the next city council,
which is right,
presumably the same. The next week would be on the city council then. Right.
Okay. We have the option of doing that. We've kind of discussed not, it feels like when we have a public hearing and hear lots of opposition and then press forward to approve whatever the public hearing was about, it feels like we're not respecting the people's
not giving time to process all their comments.
So oftentimes, yeah, it feels like I've had lots of comment that you don't really care what we say, you've decided already what you're going to do. So we may opt to not move forward to send it to the city council the next time.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just back on that, I mean, I guess you could say personal on the Squire property and the Howard property where the Zion Hot Springs was. When I was a kid, of course, my mom was born and raised here in Millbrook, and her dad is a squire. She's a squire. That was his property. And when I was a kid, my dad's parents, Howard, owned the other one, and that was all orchard and cherry trees. Of course, we can't have that anymore. You know, we always have change, but that's my memories of those two places right there. Was my parents, Marion, and that was my backyard.
That's a good size backyard.
Other than the one in Leeds where I grew up, I couldn't get my neighbors with my gun. So.
I would love that.
Did we vote?
We did, yes.
We did.
Okay. The second piece of property, please.
Yeah, you're.
So what is it? The one just north of the.
Over the Christie Park?
Well, it just would exclude that interior one that's owned by the Conservancy District now. That's going to be their demonstration facility.
That's the section in the like the blue.
The weird upside down boot looking, maybe, or like.
Which one?
A weird Wisconsin shape.
That's owned by the Conservancy District.
Yeah. So just that If you look at the upper, the one on the north side of 740 North there, there's that piece that's kind of outlined in the light blue that is right next to that sign line. That is owned by the Conservancy District. And it was kind of along with that irrigation settling pond that's going up just east up against the hill there.
What piece? Oh, up there. This one.
So that piece is owned by them. What it is, it's a commercial piece. It's they're planning to build a demonstration facility for the secondary. Oh my goodness, the treatment of the sewage will be treated to make it irrigatable water. Is that correct?
Drinkable, right?
Drinkable.
Yeah.
Potable.
That is a problem I always struggle with. But yeah, so that's what's going right there. And they have kind of like their desert garden over in St. George to kind of showcase water efficient landscaping. They'll have that around the building and kind of as a little walking path park. They're going to, you know, do a lot of field trips with elementary schools, kids, just to let them know about that. And that's what that will, I just wanted to make sure that was clarification. So both of these areas, do you have our zone change map?
Yeah, we have a copy.
We have
a copy. I just want to make sure when I tell Paul says, I know what Paul says they are.
I was trying to.
Because I'm trying to remember all the things in my mind here.
There's only a couple of little
colors. I know, there's a few colors, so I just want to make sure.
So you've got the parcel just underneath it. Basically up here, this general commercial, where I'm marketing now, that parcel.
Yeah.
General commercial, and you want to make that R36.
Yes. Yeah, we want to make that R36. And then there's a section that's R110. Not that piece, but that piece is also a piece that is commercial that we want to change to R36.
This is going to be R110 right here.
And just part of the subdivision? And about a feet.
And that last highlighted place that you just put on there, that's R110 right now, and we're asking for that to go to R36. So basically, those three highlighted pieces, we're asking for those to go to R36. The piece that's not highlighted right next to SR9, that one is already R36. So we're just kind of saying, hey, this whole area, there's a lot of elevation changes right there as well, with Silver Acres and then coming off SR9 that we're working through. But we're trying to take that whole piece, and we're looking to make that kind of like an R36 development. And then on the other side,
it's going to be something like this.
Yeah.
Not 100% right. But
yeah, so there's a portion of that that's already. When we sold the piece to the Conservancy District, the parcel that the Conservancy District now owns, a portion of it is commercial, but a portion of it is RA1, is that right?
Yep.
Agriculture. So that's their piece, but we're looking to change not all that, but kind of describe it. You guys can see it on your map. It's not the whole thing that's highlighted on the north side right there. I would say it's about half of that or a little less. That's currently zone RA1, and we're asking the zone change that down to R36, and the other half of that is already zoned to R36.
Well, can you remind me what the RA1 is, agricultural?
I think it's 1 acre.
Residential.
Half acre.
Half acre.
Half acre.
Which I have no idea why it was the one.
No. Yeah, should be one half.
But so yeah, that's what we're looking to. Just with the development, currently developing. Obviously, we developed one phase on the south side of 740, and we're currently developing all of the north above this highlighted area, the places we need the zone change, and all of that. And we're just looking to get the stuff next to SR9 with easy accessibility. We do want to put some higher density in there. My house is within 200 feet of the closest one of those, and we're just looking. Obviously, the one with the wash, not all that is going to be buildings. We'll have some of that wash. We'll have remain as a wash detention basins and potentially trails and possibly Little Pocket Park. But then the section of it will be just parking lots and looking for something like, you know, a townhome in there where they each have their own garages potentially. On the south side of 740, or the bottom half, that's where we're looking to put a little bit small units, like two bedroom, one bath. There's, you know, between standalone and connected, so some things that might be sitting right around like 800 or 900 square feet of living space with or without a garage, potentially a single car garage, single story, and then also some two stories that are about that same size, about 800-900 square feet, two bedroom, one bath stuff, small families, single individuals.
You don't have to do a garage on.
No garage would be required in that R36 zone.
It is?
Yeah.
And they still have garages, it looks like.
That was my question.
That's a good clarification. But yeah, that's what we're looking to do. So I know on the north side, everything on that side, we were already planning out garages, townhome style. Kind of similar to what we'd be putting down on the other property, the Squire property. And then very much similar feel, but there's a community just between the old bowling alley and Walmart, kind of just north of that Zion Gate RV. Yeah, right there, a lot of homes there, they're sitting on 1,200 square feet total with the garage. So they've got about 800-900 livings, and they've got a single car garage on them. We're looking to do things like that, but also a lot of those are single family, but we're looking to possibly put that into duplex or fourplexes as well. Yeah.
I can't remember. Is this all the R36 that's currently zoned in this development, or do you have more
so
currently zoned R36 there?
So, no, there's nothing else. These two areas would be the only areas that have R36, besides the stuff that, like, means that sometimes are not highlighted pieces that are already R36. So there's nothing else. The rest of it's all R1.
Well, and they were going to use the R110 for the duplex portion of it anyway, so there was already a plan for multifamily housing there.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
But there are R36. Yeah, but there we got those two sections there, and then if you look at all the zoning around it, there's one map that provided. It kind of co-mingles with what's across the street from the Northview Commercial. I should know the other place.
The White Apartments.
Yeah. And then Spanish Gardens, you know, all that area down in there. And it's a great transition from Silver Acres, transitioning down and opening up as you get into R18, and then you push more up and around the school on the Phase 5 and the Commodore Hall / Wilson connection, which is just to the north of this big one here. The RA1 is what that zone was originally already zoned, so it never got rezoned from what it originally was when Interstate Rock came in and did all this other zoning. So that technically was what.
So you'll have no commercial now there at all?
Besides that, the piece that's right there, that the conservancy district is, I know their plans are to hold it for something like 15 to 20 years and then move it off from there. I mean, with it being this close to a school, I know you have some commercial on the other side, and it is an intersection, but it's not a great commercial intersection.
Sloped pretty good.
Yeah. So when we were looking at that, we thought about, well, what can go in a commercial and also be that close to other residents, like, without a lot of transition. That intersection is a rough one. I don't expect it to get a lot better in the future, which also made it kind of a little hard. We've tried to bring people in commercially, and we had zero success. Almost zero interest to bring commercial to this location.
Will this allow you to participate in state programs to make it more affordable? Or maybe you don't know that.
I'm not sure which all the state programs, but things like, I know they have the, it's not a grant, but it's basically a long-term loan, but like $20,000 for new home buyers to use in the down payment. That's, they take a second position on the house and stuff so that it can be paid off way farther down the road. Things I know that there would be some of it. I don't know which all programs would be able to be. But I can make sure that I have that information. So maybe some information on that.
Further discussion? Seeing no further discussion.
I'll make a motion. I move that we set a public hearing for September 9th, 2026, regarding the zone change of Continental Hall property located at 740 North Main Street and SR 17.
I'll second that motion.
Motion by Shum, second by Christian. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Item number F.
My favorite part. I move that we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.